想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week we're talking about actually one of my favorite topics, astrology, 星座.
Oh, you're interested in astrology, are you?
Yeah.
Not to be confused with astronomy, although of course they are linked, because astrology seeks to determine human characteristics from analysis of...star patterns or constellations.
其实在早期的时候英语里面的 astrology 和 astronomy 的意思都是一样的。Do you know that astrology actually used to mean astronomy? It's only later that they got to mean different things.
I didn't know that, but I mean, we just explained that there is obviously a link between the constellations.
Yeah, so let's go through these 12 horoscopes, shall we?
Yep, let's go through them. There are 12 of them. So there's Capricorn, that's the goat.
Capricorn 是摩羯座。
And this comes from the Latin Capricornus, which means horned like a goat.
带脚的山羊就是 Capricorn 的意思。
Then we have Aquarius, the water carrier, again from the Latin meaning water carrier, quite straightforward.
水瓶座拉丁文里面的意思就是水瓶。
Then there's Pisces, the fish, and actually it's from the Latin for fish.
Pisces, 双鱼座在拉丁语里面是鱼的复数形式。
We have Aries, the ram, another horned animal.
白羊座是 Aries.
Taurus is the bull.
Taurus, 金牛座。
And then Gemini, the twins.
双子座是一对孪生子。
After that, it's Cancer, the crab.
Cancer 是巨蟹座的意思，因为 Cancer 在拉丁语里面就是螃蟹。
And then Leo, the lion.
Leo, 狮子座。
Then there's Virgo, the virgin.
Virgo, 处女座。
And Libra...Libra's interesting, it's the scales, and this comes from the Latin Libra, meaning pound or balance.
Libra 在拉丁语里面就是平衡和秤的意思，所以它是天秤座的名称。
And that's quite interesting, because LB, which is a short form of Libra, is still used in some countries like the United States and Great Britain.
Exactly.
For the weight measurement of pounds,
yes.
LB. Then there's Scorpio, the scorpion.
天蝎座。
And finally Sagittarius, which is the archer.
Sagittarius 是拉丁语里面 archer, 射手的意思。
Now my question is, which one are you, Xiaohua?
Okay, I am a Cancer, and I used to hate this word so much because it also means malignant tumor, and I always thought, why is it that they have to be the same?
Well, that's right. Originally it meant the crab, and then later it gained its medicalreasoning. I must agree with you, really. I mean, I'm quite pleased not to be Cancer as the star sign, because people just don't like that word these days, of course, for obvious reasons.
But I have to say that Cancer people are very popular because people love them.
That's right. Cancer people are supposed to be complicated and home-loving.And people with this sign love to be in familiar surroundings and nurture relationships. Is that true of you?
Very true. I'm a very typical Cancer. 巨蟹座据说是比较爱家，然后呢，非常喜欢在熟悉的环境中培养人际关系。That's who we are. But then, Mark, what is your sign?
My star sign is Pisces. And Pisces is the fish. It's usually depicted as one fish swimming one way and the other fish the other way. In other words, sometimes we can get a little bit scatterbrained, a little bit emotional, and very creative and imaginative people. And I think I do fit the characteristics of a typical Pisces.
I see. 所以双鱼座非常浪漫，非常喜欢想象，有时候又有一点小分裂的特性，是马克的特质。I agree with that. I always see you with this dreamy look, as if your mind is wandering somewhere else.
Well, I mean, I think it's important to have a good imagination, which is something that Pisces are blessed with. One of the other star signs that I must mention, because I must say I don't believe in any of this, except with one star sign, which is Virgo, it does seem that there seems to be some truth. Now, I speak as somebody who grew up in a family of Virgos, all of them, and these people...The Virgo people have the characteristics of being very neat and tidy, obsessed with timekeeping and punctuality and so forth, and quite picky about their food. Can you imagine someone like me, a Pisces, with my sort of free-spirited ways and never wearing a watch, even when people used to wear watches, living with a family of Virgos?
好吧，像马克这样浪漫又不守时的双鱼座住在一个全部是处女座的家庭里，的确是有点奇怪哈。But although Virgo people like to keep time and are incredibly neat, they're a little bit introvert and shy as well, right?
Yes, yes. But I think it's true that if you went around an office or something like that, and you saw a particularly neat desk,there's a 1 in 12 chance that that person is a Virgo.
That's true. And unfortunately, we don't have all the time to go through the problems of each and every astrological sign.
No. And if there's one thing that astrology proves, it's that there's one born every minute.
Yes.